I had the amazing opportunity to record with Robert Klug. He is an amazing educator, and he is so passionate about what he does. I really got a chance to connect with him via Twitter before, and being able to speak to him in person via my podcast was absolutely amazing. I truly hope you enjoy listening, and thank you for always supporting me and my journey. To start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name obviously is Robert Klug. This is my 11th year teaching, probably my craziest year yet with e-learning or remote learning, whatever we want to call it, for the past month. Born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska. Went to the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And I have been the proud teacher at Bellevue West High School for the last 11 years. I actually student taught in the same room I am in now and have been there for the last 11 years. Hold a variety of different positions in my school building, mainly teach freshman American history. And then I am also our head freshman football coach and the head boys golf coach as well.
Wow, that's awesome. You do a lot. So, yeah, I was surprised that you guys have been doing it for a month because we just technically started remote learning today. So we've been in the, because we had spring break last week, so we didn't get to really dive into that because of the Act of God days. But then we started officially this week, and we're doing that until April 30th as of right now. Mm-hmm. So we're a little behind you guys, but it's going well. It's just definitely different than what I'm used to, even though I've only taught for 2 years, but it is definitely something new to adapt to.
Yeah, for sure. We're fortunate to have a learning management system that helps us kind of push some information out. We are not one-to-one. We actually do that next year. So we're about a year behind on that. But overall, the kids, we've been at it a couple weeks now, I guess a full week in, and we had a planning week and we had a spring break in there as well. But overall, not too bad. Still working some kinks out.
Yeah, I think that's everyone. I think we're trying to figure out what's going to work because it all came really fast and it was kind of unexpected.
So yeah, for sure.
All going as we go. Yeah. So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
You know, I think my best days have always been, you know, everybody always kind of remembers the first or the last or days in between. But for me as a freshman teacher, it's so rewarding to watch students come in as, you know, 13 or 14 year old, you know, preteens, and watch them leave at age, you know, 17, 18 and 19. Walk across the stage is one of the more rewarding parts of my job, to watch the full circle, to get to watch them grow and prosper, whether it be, you know, going through their first job for many of them, excelling, you know, either academically or athletically or both. But then just continuing to build relationships with them throughout those 4 years. And that's one of the great blessings that I have. And that's what I encourage a lot of young teachers to do, is to, you know, early on in their career, you know, build relationships not only with the staff in your building, but also the students. So I would say that's the most rewarding part of my job, is being able to develop relationships with my students, and all the kind of funny stories that maybe we only understand that we get to share in each other, you know, in our classroom each and every day.
Yeah, and I think especially now it's so important to continue to build those relationships, even though it's a little bit harder. But we have one-to-one, so I'm doing a lot of video chatting with my students via Google Hangouts. So I started that today, and I had one student on the whole time who was just working on things, but it was cool to be able to interact that way and see each other face-to-face, because I haven't seen my kids in a while. So it's been nice to be able to see that and to bring that back, even though we're obviously distant learning, but we're still connected. So it's definitely interesting, but those relationships do help you on those tough days.
For sure, for sure.
So likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
You know, I think obviously being in the education profession for the last 10 years, I've been blessed to learn a lot of things, but also to be exposed to a lot of things, which is also kind of a detriment because I feel like at times education, we recycle a lot of things in terms of programs or policies or perspectives. And we sometimes tend not to stick with one thing for very long. We want to continue to recycle things because maybe it had a bad year or had a bad session. For example, whether it be a behavior management system or grading policies or, curriculum, whatever it may be, those are, usually my hardest days just from the standpoint of, we're looking to try to help kids as much as we can. However, we continue to drink out of a fire hose. And I think that really, really limits our staff's ability to really perfect or at least become experts or attempt to become experts at certain things. And that makes a lot of people, feel, bad against the education profession because they're constantly, trying to adapt or change without without a whole lot of guidance. So I would say those are some of the more difficult days when we're trying to implement new things, when we really haven't established anything in particular. We're kind of going 200 miles an hour and the plane is being built while it's in the air, sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that's been like a shift for one-to-one learning. Because I remember when I was starting, we didn't have Chromebooks or any access. We just had textbooks. And then as I went on, we started kind of getting into like technology, but we still never got like Chromebooks to take home. But then when I started teaching, that's when I really saw that shift of like students having laptops and having access to that. So it's definitely been a change ever, like even when I was little growing up to becoming a teacher now, it's been different from like in my from my perspective.
Did they give you guys a lot of training in terms of the one-to-one or?
We kind of, I felt like my last district did, but I feel like because I was used to technology growing up, because I had a laptop and I figured out I'm pretty tech savvy, so I feel like I understood it. But then the older teachers, like when they are veteran teachers, you know, they need that assistance. So I was trying to help them a little bit too, but I feel like we got adequate training, but we're still like we have our own tech coach that's available. So she comes in once a month to meet with all the grade level teachers. And she's really helpful with like apps and different technology that we could use in our
Good.
classroom.
Yeah, we've been through that. We're going one-to-one iPads next year, and some of us already have them. I have them in my classroom, so I have a classroom set that can be used, and that's something our district has really prided itself in, is providing 6 days prior to teachers getting the iPads in their class, and then ultimately having them be prepared as students go one-to-one. So that's been a big bonus. So I always like to get the perspective of other districts as they go through that process.
Yeah. So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
I've been really fortunate. I've had shoot 2 or 3 student teachers and quite a few practicum students. I just had one wrap up a couple weeks ago before we went on to spring break. And as teachers enter the field, I think a lot of teachers, they kind of hear a lot of different things. I think I came into teaching in terms of in comparison to other people when I was going through the schooling process a little bit later, because I didn't always know I wanted to be a teacher. I was fortunate enough to be a coach first and then moved into the teaching role. But I have to be honest, I really, really enjoy the teaching process. Never thought I would enjoy it as much as I do, and the passion that I have. So what I usually tell my student teachers and my practicum students and anybody interested or just getting started in the field is, number one, really be passionate about helping others. Because it really is a service industry. I think a lot of the times we kind of get lost, and especially secondary teachers in our curriculum, we become so entrenched and we have to cover this, we have to cover that. And then a lot of the times we miss the boat on helping our students wanting to be successful. We get so wrapped up in grades or filling out forms or attending meetings or whatever the case may be. And I think sometimes it's tough. And I think I always tell them, make sure you take some deep breaths and you understand that tomorrow that email's still going to be there. Those individuals that you can help will still be there tomorrow. Don't worry about having to try to do everything at once. And I always tell them as well, if you are going to coach or be involved, I think that is the number one way to, you know, continue to build, like we talked about earlier, those relationships, but do it so that you can fit it on your plate. There's no reason to put so many things on early on, because you will become burnout. I've sadly seen it quite a bit across our building and across our district, where, you know, you'll see a lot of younger teachers after their second or third year basically just kind of pack it in and basically say this isn't for them, and then they walk away. And it's sad, because I think ultimately down deep they really believe in education, they believe in helping students, but they kind of lose that drive. So just making sure that you have that drive and that passion to help others, while also understanding that, you know, at the end of the day, everything's going to be okay. And as long as you care about the kids, everything will work out in the end.
Yeah, and I love what you said about, like, the burnt out aspect, because when I started out, that was, like, my biggest fear was that, oh, within, we always hear a statistic that about, like, 50% of new teachers will quit within the first, you know, few years. And that was always something that I heard in college. And I went into the field, like, so excited about education. But then that, like, feeling in your head still kind of keeps going, like, but what if that's me? Or what if, you know, what if that happens? And so I'm always trying not to be a statistic, but it's, you know, it is, it can be hard when you think about all the things that you don't have control over, or the things that come from above that we're, like, you know, pushed on our plates and we're trying to adapt to fit because we want what's best for our students.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And like I said, seen it before, and it's one of those things that you've got to strike a balance. And I'll be honest, at times, especially early in my career, and even in the last few years, I have to check myself a little bit to make sure that I'm still balancing my life as it needs to be.
Yeah, and I think I'm starting my master's in like a month. And I decided that over spring break, so I was kind of planning it for a while. But I'm like, I really want to start those classes because I'm passionate about, like, technology and getting my master's in teaching and learning. So I'm starting that. And it's going to take me 3 years because I'm taking it slow. But at least having one class each semester, I think it's all online. So it'll be something to motivate me more because I can learn more about education and push myself further. But I think continuing it is kind of, like, it's a lot, especially when you're just starting out. But I feel like it also gives you that balance because you have to kind of shuffle between both of those areas.
Yeah, definitely a great piece to, you know, and I always tell people the earlier you can either afford it or you can get into it, if it's something you're passionate about, can, you know, obviously get the master's piece. Not only in terms of, in a lot of districts, it obviously increases pay, but it finds your passion. It also, you know, develops your connections across your area and even across the nation, you know, in terms of people that are passionate about the same things you are.
So how can people get in contact
with you? Yeah, so contact with me. My email is robert.klug, K-L-U-G, at bpsne.net, which is my school email account. I'm always looking to share new ideas in terms of American history or social studies with folks. I'm also on our school's PBIS committee. I serve as a co-teacher facilitator. I work on our MAP testing as well. So I'm kind of a jack of all trades. I kind of lead our freshman group of teachers as well. So whether it be any different way or any different conversation about education, I'm always trying to learn new things and better myself. And then my Twitter handle is at KlugR85.
Perfect. And thank you so much for being on. I love connecting with you on Twitter. So I'm so thankful that we connected, and I really appreciated you taking your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. And continue to spread all the great love about education across our nation. So thank you very much.